Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Jeez. This is crazy. So a Florida man is mad. He got kicked out of a strip club, and then right after he was kicked out of the strip club, he decided to drive his semi-truck into it, and he killed one and injured more. It's 4:19 in the morning, and when police arrived, they said this guy had been kicked out of the club, and then he returned and drove his semi-truck, like, legit right into the group of people standing outside of the entrance. The driver was 25. He'd been waiting outside the club in his car for 30 minutes. There was a guy inside that he had been arguing with, so he was waiting for this guy to leave. And as I guess the guy was leaving, that's when he just ran into him. The driver's hospitalized in critical but stable condition. They're going to bring charges against him, but good night. Like, he drove a semi into a strip club, and he was fighting with a guy inside. It's 4 in the morning, okay? You know, maybe, like, stop watching the ladies shake their ass and go home and sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe go home and go to bed. It's 4:19 in the morning. Go to bed. Just saying. Good night. I got a villager here. A villager.
What? The villager?
Yeah. Villages. It's like I feel like I'm talking about Minecraft whenever we have a villager story. A villager who runs a home watch service was arrested at Publix because he was shoplifting. His name is Barry Buskey. He's 79. He tried to leave with almost $100, $99.55 worth of unpaid merchandise and at a Publix. And at Sumter County Sheriff's Office, he got stopped and they arrested him. The assistant manager stopped him and he apologized and offered to pay for the items. And then the Publix representative said that they want to see him posted there or prosecuted for theft. He runs this home watch service. It's that's why he literally keeps an eye on people's houses. That's what he does. He said he keeps an eye on neighbors' houses when they're away and they pay him. That's what they do. So he like it's a kind of like a neighborhood watch, but it's home watch. And that's not going to help your business, my dude. $99. You decided to wreck your whole life for $99.55, dude. So he's was booked in Sumner County Detention Center. He had to post a $150 bond, and I don't even know how that's going to work. I don't know how that's going to work with his business. I don't. I have one more villager story. Oh, the villages. An 82-year-old villager on a bicycle was attacked by an angry dog walker. So it was an 82-year-old who was fighting with a 72-year-old. And the 72-year-old faces a charge of felony battery. The older man was riding his bike. He passed the dog walker. And then the dog walker shouted at the bicyclist to get a horn. And then the bicyclist began, and then he began cussing at the bicyclist, who cussed back. And then they ended up, the guy, he jotted down, he noticed the dogs in the front yard, the bicyclist did. And he called the police afterwards. And then the dog walker threatened to rip him off the bike and beat him up. And he did actually grab him because the guy was on his property. So he did grab him and march him off. But they were fighting. Bicyclists are jerks. I'm sorry. They are. Stick with us. They are. So The Guardian posted that they're no longer posting on X. Kane, did you notice that? Did you know that The Guardian is not posting? They said, quote, "We will stop posting from our official editorial accounts on the platform, but X users can still share our articles." We don't want to. They I've never seen anything so self-aggrandizing. If you have to tell people that you're leaving, then they don't care.
It's not an airport.
Yeah, it's not an airport. Just go. You don't need to announce like your departure. Just go. They said, "We wanted to let our readers know that we will no longer post on any official Guardian editorial accounts on the social media site X. We think that the benefits of being on X are now outweighed by the negatives and that resources could be better used promoting our journalism elsewhere." Yo, you have journalism? You're a left-wing rag. You have journalism? Really? They said, This is something we've been considering for a while, given the often disturbing content promoted or found on the platform, including far-right conspiracy theories and racism.
Really?
Oh, but don't forget, ex-users can still share our articles. No, we don't want to. I've never shared a Guardian article, except like me talking about this one right now. Just never have. I think it's a funny that, but you know what they don't have a problem posting to? The Chinese version of Twitter. They're posting on that still. So the Guardian doesn't want to post on X because they mad, but they're going to post on the CCP's version of X. That's okay for them. Just feels like that's some BS, Kane. I guess, gotta say, it feels like it's...
It is. I think they saw the demand for truth on X and realized they couldn't meet that demand.
I've noticed a little bit of a change in my engagement lately, too. I think that they're pulling more and more of the algorithmic suppression off of me because there's so much of it. I think if you say, like, one word and then you have another word that's in a whole other layer of algorithmic suppression and then there's a whole other layer, it's like an onion. It just keeps going. There's so much that they have to. I've noticed a little bit of a difference in the past couple of weeks. So that's kind of, we'll see. But why, I mean, the last thing that you do is take your ball and go home. That's just dumb. Why take your ball and go home? Why? Doesn't make any sense. But that's okay if they want to do that. That's all right. That's okay. Go ahead and have it like that. That's all right. We'll accept it. I mean, I don't think it bothers me anyway. Don Lemon said he's leaving X. Nobody cares. Again, it's not an airport. He did a whole video where he's looking into the camera. I'm leaving X. Nobody cares. If you have to tell people, we don't care. NATO is very upset over X. Audio soundbite 21. This is one of the NATO military chiefs. Listen to this.
I think the use of social media is basically amplifying everything that is being done by bot factories and I'm very much in favor of freedom of speech.
No, you're not.
But I'm not necessarily convinced that what Mr. Musk is doing on X is the right approach. I'm very much in favor of freedom of speech, but there is a lot of things on Twitter.
So this is the new NATO military head, Rob Bauer, and he's a Dutch NATO pencil pusher who wants American businesses to engage in censorship. What? I don't give a rat's ass what some Dutch bureaucrat thinks of what we can or can't do in the United States with our businesses, especially a pencil pusher with NATO. I said it because he is. So, oh yes, Kane, you're typing. What is it? What are you saying, dear? What are you saying over there?
They know they can't stay in power unless they control the narratives.
That's exactly what it is. That is exactly what it is. I mean, when I hear a guy like this Dutch bureaucrat, when I hear this War Inc. Dutch bureaucrat go off about and promote censorship on our social media, no. And this is, why do we fund this again? He can call himself the NATO chief because we allow it with our tax dollars. That's one of the things I think that's going to change coming up because there's some people saying, yeah, we just need to stop. Because NATO, I mean, are they even meeting their GDP requirement? Can you please pay at least 3-6% of your GDP for your own self-defense? I mean, it's for your benefit, not ours. And then they also, audio soundbite 22, then they wonder why governments spy on them. Listen to this.
And again, it's the me and the we discussion. Everybody says, it's my privacy. Now, everybody has given away everything to the tech companies in the US by saying yes, 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 when you wanted the app of Google and everything. If the government says, can I see your phone for 10 seconds, there's a revolution. But we've given away everything already. So it's a ridiculous discussion on privacy.
It's a ridiculous analogy. Oh, because you use this, that means you're giving the government permission to come and take all your... You know, Apple never, like, listened to... For to their credit, they never, like, gave up. They never allowed the feds, like, to access their... Like, to basically break into phones and that. I don't know. That's a dumb argument. Well, because you give your permission for the apps, then that means you let the government, it's the same thing, Kane. It's the same thing, you know, the businesses with the governments. It's all the same thing. It's not, though. It's actually quite different. That's so dumb. But this, you wonder why people don't trust governments, and you wonder why people are critical of NATO leadership, and that's probably why. That's probably why. Our partners for this portion of our program, it's our friends over at Caltech, the P15. The name of the P15 stands for 15 pews. It is the lightest, thinnest double-stack 9mm on the market, and it's from the inventors of the micro-compact pistol category. It is a striker-fire pistol, great smooth trigger, and it comes in two versions. So you have your metal version, metal frame version, and your polymer version. The metal frame, you have the walnut wood grip panels on it. It's gorgeous. So you have the polymer version, which has the gator grip texture. And it comes with two standard capacity magazines. One is a standard 15-round minimal pinky extension. The other is a flush-fit double-stack mag that holds 12. And that's for if you want even more concealability. Tritium and fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic two-dot rear. Lifetime warranty. And again, it's from Caltech. Innovation, performance, Caltech. It's the P15. Learn more about it at KeltechWeapons.com. That's KELTEC, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, a couple of things. This is NBC. Pulling this up. It's very slow. So it says, more women are seeking testosterone therapy prompted by influencers. What? They said that it's telemedicine and I guess testosterone replacement clinics. Prescriptions have increased 50%. And one doctor said it's almost like it's an epidemic. They're being told that it's a miracle pill. And they said that, what are they talking about with it? Like menopausal women to get like fit?
They're trying to answer the low libido in women as well.
So they're using it like a female Viagra.
Yeah, kind of.
That's kind of weird. Okay, well, apparently lots of people taking it. Yellowstone, first episode without Kevin Costner, reached over 13 million viewers. It actually was a really good first episode. Now, remember, he left the series, and I don't think it was totally amicable either. Immediately right off the bat, it was a really good first episode. And Rip and Beth are my favorites. But Casey, man, he's coming right up in there. Casey's coming into his own. It's really good. So it's a 13 million. We were talking about this, last hour. I don't think that Taylor Sheridan sleeps. I really don't. So interesting. This U.S. judge has blocked Louisiana from requiring 10 commandments in the classroom. Some of them are actual laws. But they're battling over that still. New York City is we talked about the New York City and the autopsies. That's old. I was going to have this in Florida Man, but I'm doing it now. Disneyland fans are very mad because it's that Tiana's Bayou Adventure ride. It's like the log flume in a way. But they say that the new water ride is too wet. It's moist, Kane. It's a moist ride. They said that the Tiana's Bayou Adventure, that it comes with a warning that says you may get wet. But people who say that they're used to Splash Mountain, they said that they weren't used to it like that much. And it was Splash Mountain, but they said that they didn't enjoy it. It was an unimpressive and underwhelming ride. It looks like the log flume. I'm not going to lie. From Six Flags, like where you literally just get into a plastic log and they take you down a hill. Remember that? Why did I love that so much as a kid? Yay!
It was a water ride. We
there was never a line at the log flume at Six Flags, right?
They were running so many, and it was so often, and the ride was short.
It was so a short great. Ride, yeah. And you literally got on, and like within a second, you're already down the thing. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I could talk about like amusement park rides for forever, they said that but they don't like it because their people are getting absolutely soaked, and they have warnings up. And people are on social media going, if we wanted to go to a water park, we would have done it. Our shoes and our bodies were soaked. We didn't have a complete change of... Oh my gosh, shut up. You knew it was going to be a water ride. It is literally the log flume. It's the log flume, but they put a frog on it. It's the log flume. That's a ripoff. That's a ripoff. I'm going to get mad over this because that's like so lame. Like that's just the, if you want the log flume, go to the log flume. I don't know. A few other things here. The, let's see. I had this from last hour that I didn't get to. The White Stripes have dropped their lawsuit against Trump. Remember, they were trying to sue him to stop his campaign from using the Seven Nation Army thing, but they had to drop it because it was like fruitless. When you license your music out for public performances, then guess what? They can be played in public because you licensed it out. So they were not going to win this no matter what. And in Texas, Texas and Florida armed citizens are two different instances. Home invaders, they met law-abiding gun owners who defended their homes just within the past week. Gun save lives. Stay with us. So it's coming together pretty quickly. Coming together pretty quick. So just this looks like it's all taking shape. And hopefully we'll start seeing some, like, I want to see all this stuff happen immediately. I said before, I want Trump to walk in like Jack Nicholson from Batman with the whole cane and everything and start cutting government. Like when they walked into that museum and he was going to go have dinner with Kim Basinger, Jack Nicholson from Batman. And he walks in and they have a boombox and he's like, you know, it's a Prince song that Prince, because Prince was dating Kim Basinger at the time and he had that music in there. I'm totally fine with that. Go in there and cut everything. I just want there to be a big spectacle of it. Want there to be a big spectacle of it. That's what I want. So do you feel pretty good about his pick so far, Kane? Or is there any that you object to? Or am I being like too harsh? And
no, I think it's fair to question the Kristi Noem one. Like, I don't know about that one. The DNI one with Tulsi Gabbard. That was the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
That one, I don't, you know. I still
well, she's
to
being
see.
Floated for it. They said she hasn't been.
Look, I'm not against it. I'm not against this non-status quo approach to government. And I'm excited to see
but
the changes.
But.
There's no but.
I don't know. No but. Sounded like there was in there.
Does it sound like I had a but?
It sounded like I was. I don't know. What would she do at DNI? Like, what is her particular? I know. I mean, she's in the military, but this is Director of National Intelligence. So I just don't know.
Yeah, I would think that job entails 90% of it is classification of information and documents and actions. Like, that is what I believe most of it is. But again, like I said, we'll see. She may have some certain qualifications I'm unaware of, and I'm willing to hear about it. But
so it's the head of the U.S. intel community, and you advise the president. You work with NSC. You work with HSC, Homeland Security. Right. And you have agencies that fall underneath that. So you have Department of Energy, of Intelligence, and Counterintelligence. The Homeland Security's Office of Intelligence and Analysis, U.S. Coast Guard Intelligence. So there's in terms of national security, there's a lot of things that fall under their purview. And the NSA has a lot of capabilities that I don't even know if the CIA has. So I just have.
I like the conversation about transparency that we haven't gotten. We like Democrats talked about it in 2020. Oh, we're going to be the most transparent. We're going to be the most unifying. And all of this, they talked about it. Of course, they delivered exactly opposite of that. I'm looking forward to, let's say, for example, Tulsi does get in there and there is a transparency that we have never seen before with government on that scale. I'm interested to see how that all plays out with national intelligence. I think that's.
I'm curious as to, because I know a lot of people thought her defending of Bashar al-Assad was a little weird. Yeah. That's my, because I'm all about welcoming people into the circle, so to speak. But when they are very brand new, right leaning people, and they still have a few left leaning tendencies, I want to ask questions.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
She's never come on the show before. We've invited her and they have declined every time. She will not come on. So I can't ask her about gun rights or anything because she refuses to. And I'm not mean. Like, I don't have anything against her. I just would like some clarification and would like to have a conversation. So I don't know. Because of that just, I get weird feelings about this. So I hope that they actually, I just don't, I don't know that I'm all in on this pick. I can't. And I'm not misrepresenting them. They've refused to come on the program.
I don't think there's ever been an administration where I was 100% in on every one of the picks.
Yeah, but
it's
like,
just not been that ever.
People that you know who don't really like you in positions where they can spy on you is weird.
I would think that Trump has learned a lot in his first 4 years as to where, you know, what fake loyalty looks like.
And, well, there's a difference between submission and loyalty.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that he has a better idea of what that is now than he did before in government. So, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll see.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.